Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I've entitled Dreamers or Doers, those who not only hear the Word of God, but those who are willing to do it. And I've shared a lot of things, and as we look at the very Word of God, we can see that Christ never scolded the producers, those who were willing to do for Him. There may have been other areas that He would address or speak to, but He commended those who were willing to work in His name and for His kingdom. For example, let me reference now some comments of the Lord, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, as He spoke to the churches in the opening pages of the book of Revelation. And I'd like to share with you just a few verses from the second chapter of Revelation. And he writes, this is the Apostle Paul, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and these are the words of Jesus. He says, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks." And this is the message he had to have John share with them. "I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them, which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Thou hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. You have persisted," he's saying, in other words, "you've not become weak." But then, of course, he goes on in verse 4. He says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." But he is recalling and he's appreciating the fact that he remembers their labors, their work of patience. And also, as we look into the Word of God, he had quite a bit to say about those who were just not willing to do the very things that he said. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And he says, "My Father takes away the branch that does not bear fruit." Jesus also said, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." And he defines those who will. He goes on to say, "But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Do you remember so often, and I don't have scripture right now to share with you, but so often Jesus constantly said, "I don't do anything but what the Father shows me." He was committed. He was absolutely on track in doing only what the Father wanted. He didn't do anything on his own. That's why he spent so much time in prayer. Remember, he spent hours in prayer that night before he actually selected the original apostles. He was seeking God's will. Who were those that he should choose, that he would work with and disciple for those 3 years that he was with them on the earth before his suffering and death? And Jesus also said, he said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." What does he say? What is the way we can judge? And you can say, "Well, Sister Glass, we're not supposed to judge. The scriptures tell us." Well, we have to understand not just the letter of the law, but the spirit. He is talking about we should judge things. Those who are spiritual can judge the things. You don't have to have anyone teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He's talking about the discerning, the gift of discerning, of knowing that which is of God, that which is of flesh, that which is of the devil. He goes on to say, again, that's the 7th chapter of Matthew, verses 15 through 19, you will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? So every sound tree bears good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by their fruits. Beloved, God is wanting us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 35 through 36, Jesus tells us how God will divide the people into two groups at the final judgment. And if you recall that reference, he tells the people on the right-hand side, those who are the sheep, that they are welcomed into his kingdom because, he says, I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. However, he spoke to people when he spoke to the people on his right side, and they asked when it was that they saw him like that and did those things for him, the Father responds by saying, or Jesus, I guess it is, according to this actual quote in Matthew 25 and 40, as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Think of that. And then, of course, if you recall that passage in Scripture, those the goats on the left side, and he goes through the same rehearsal, because you did not do this, because you did nothing, because you did not do the good works that my sheep did, then they are well deserving of the punishment that they would receive. And so, beloved, what I'm trying to just share to you is God's desire and God's perspective that he expects us, once we are beginning to grow. You know, he doesn't expect a lot of little babies. Why? Because just like a little baby in the natural, they're just born into this earth, and everything's changed, and they're dependent upon, they have to be fed, they have to be cared for, washed, all the basic functions of life have to be attended to. But as that child, that baby grows up into a toddler stage, they learn to eat a solid food, and they learn various things, how to take care of themselves, how to dress, how to tie their shoes, how to brush their teeth, all those kinds of things. So he expects us as children of God to do the very same things. You know, he's patient with us. He expects us to learn. And a lot of times, if it feels like you're going around the same mountain time and time again, in fact, the Lord spoke to the Israelites, you've come past this mountain long enough. It's time to move on. Well, sometimes we get stuck and we wonder why we're not moving ahead. There, we could remember times when God was so alive in our lives and we felt so wonderful and we had a close spiritual walk and we were constantly sensing the presence of the Lord and receiving revelations out of his word. And then it seems we wonder what's happened. Well, we could be going through a dry spell. It could be work of the enemy. That's when we can carry on in faith and trust God and praise God anyway. Or there may be something that God tried to teach us and we resisted, we didn't hear, and so we keep going around and around and around until we finally get what he's trying to communicate to us. God was saying that this world, as I shared those passages in the 25th chapter, that This earth, our lives, is where ministry ultimately takes place, and it's done by the doers of the Word of God, not just those who dream about it, who just think about it, who really are just wrapped up in their own lives. And sometimes those who are actually the doers, they don't talk in great spiritual language. They don't articulate their faith in eloquent terms, but you'll know them because they have their sleeves rolled up and they're doing what has to be done for God's kingdom. Beloved, just there are so many things that we can do for God's glory. I've received letters from partners of years past. I mean, they're still partners, but they shared that all that, you know, I had prayed for them at length. They wrote quite a bit, and I was constantly praying for situations in their lives. And they wrote back just a letter of testimony, how God had blessed them and how they were growing in the Lord and how God moved upon them. And this one sister, she was actually having a Bible study during the lunch hour at work, and folks were coming, and God was moving in her life. There may be things God has placed on your heart. There are things that you could do to help your church grow in the anointing of God. How many elderly need the help of someone who's willing to lend a helping hand? You guys, so many widows, they need a guy's touch. They need help with the lawn. They need help, fixing up the house. And ladies, you can take care of those who are single moms, their kids. There's so many things. We can visit the sick in the hospital. We can visit those who are up in years, those who are in nursing homes. There is no end to ministry. And beloved, whatever God stirs your heart with, whatever you can do. I mean, I know one sister, she had a wonderful ministry of helps, of hospitality. Nobody equaled how she was. She was just delightful in the Lord. And so my time is getting away and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but I'm asking you, Lord, I do ask, there are so many that have been stirred, and I ask you to speak to their hearts. Let them know what they can do, that you've anointed them to do in ways that will bless your people, bless those who don't know you, they will experience the love of God. Father, I give you praise in Jesus' name. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and hopefully with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message on tomorrow's broadcast, Lord willing. But until then, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. Thank you for your prayer support. I love you. Dear radio family, I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.